Coach, just your opening thoughts on today's game.
I think obviously a really good team, quite frankly. I think since our tenure at BU, the best team that we've played. Not because just because they're the defending national champs, but just a really really balanced and deep and tough team. And so game two of the year on the road, a 4-0 loss, it's tough to swallow for the group. But this game does not define us, right? Got to look at it big picture and hopefully can digest it and look at it as a really humbling and learning experience for us to move forward. And it's going to be really important for us to do such. So tough day for the Terriers on the road against a really good side. And so a lot of credit to them.
When Ben made those two early saves, did you hope that would help settle the team down, or did you think that was going to be a message from Vermont for the rest of the game?
The early part of the game, obviously, you're under it a little bit. Ben has a couple big saves, and you don't know how it's going to go. A sold-out crowd, I think, pretty close to, and so an environment that our guys are not do not play in often, and that's not a excuse. I think it's a really good experience for them to deal with motions of a game and a little nervy to start and so make those saves and you're saying okay, well there's you've weathered a couple, but obviously not the case looking back on it. But yeah, a strong start from Vermont today.
And then your thoughts on generate or trying to generate some offensive opportunities. How do you think the team did on the other side of the field?
I think as probably after a little bit of the early part, we did then have a little possession and generated some corners. Obviously, we had to defend some corners, but did generate a little more offense for a spell. But after the first goal and then the second one, and then it's tough to give up the third right before half. But I felt that we invited pressure much more and kind of were limited to what we could do from an attacking perspective and breaking them down. But I did think it happened, kind of 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes in where we saw some joy. And but at the end of the day, you come away with nothing. And so, yeah, the game is you got to score some goals, but I don't know if that was the reason why we were on the receiving side today.
And then finally, what was your message to the team after the game?
Yeah, listen, our group is feeling it right now, and I don't need to tell them anything of such. But our message was that this was a really good opportunity and test for our group 2 games into the season on the road again. Probably not the performance, total com performance that we would have hoped that we would have been able to display today. But again, this has got to be something that we learn from. And there's a lot of positives in terms of the environment, a top team in the country. And having to deal with such, and this game is humbling, and we say it all the time. And I don't, not that I think our guys are not, but listen, we're 1-1 after 2 games into the season. You got a lot in front of you, and so that was the message. As it's nothing about. I don't really need to digest the game too much for them, but to know that, listen, this one game isn't going to define us, and we now it's within ourselves to continue to move forward and to look forward because we're going to need to in terms of our preparation. Now we got to go on the road again at the end of the week against a really good call to Charleston side. And so that's where our focus has to shift, and we'll be able to reflect in the next couple of days in terms of training and video. But to stay together, and that's what we'll do, and we're going to be fine.
Actually, one final question. You mentioned the split this week against two really good teams. Overall, through those two games, how do you think the team has been handling a lot of corner kicks so far?
Obviously, concede our first set piece goal today on in the first half. And so something that we've talked about and always pride ourselves. But I think for the most part, we've dealt with. They had really good service today. Obviously, when you get scored on a set piece, it's tough to say that you were really good in that area of the game. But I think all in all, we had to deal with a lot of service today. And so from a set piece perspective on Thursday and today, an area that's it's always something that oppositions in our game continue to focus on. And we're going to still have to continue to work on it. But I thought so far we've been okay aside from giving up, one of the goals today.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.